Okay, so around how long have you been at ISB?
This is my 23rd year.
Wow.
Yeah, I came in 1997, yeah.
That's impressive. So what are the general kind of topics you teach?
It depends on the year. I mean, I'm a math teacher, obviously.
Yes.
This year, I'm teaching mostly calculus because I've got two HL year two courses and two AP calculus courses. So most of the stuff that I'm doing is calculus this year. The 5 years before this year, it was mostly algebra one and geometry topics because I was teaching mostly ninth graders. So it really just varies from year to year.
Okay. So what's like a normal work day involve for you?
Either two or three teaching periods, and then the other classes are spent talking to other teachers who teach the same course and making sure we're kind of doing the same stuff, planning each lesson, getting the materials ready, also getting tests and quizzes ready or grading things, and then that's all the teaching stuff, but there's lots of other stuff at ISB too, like we have to work on getting advisory stuff ready, and I'm on a couple of different committees that I help out with. So the days are typically pretty busy. There's not a lot of downtime.
Mm-hmm. So are there any, what are your like main focuses like during the class that you kind of do?
Thing I want the most is just for the students to have a lot of chances to practice what we're talking about and be able to ask questions if they're stuck on those things. So I generally don't stand up and just talk the entire period because that'd be really boring. So I try to make sure that we try questions that raise ideas and then we kind of summarize those and I put those and those notes go on the board. And then we do lots and lots of practice stuff trying to understand how those things work, how the different situations make us use them in different ways. So my hope is that it's a lot of time to practice and think and try new ideas for the students.
Okay. So what kind of computer applications do you normally use every day?
Let's see, I use the notebook software for the stuff that's on the screen. It's pretty much every day. I use the graphing calculator emulator for some of our classes as well. I use, because I put all the class notes on Haiku, I use the notebook software which converts stuff to PDFs and then I have to post that onto the Haiku webpage every day after the lessons are done. And I use the PowerSchool software, not just for attendance, but also that's where we're expected to do all of our gradebook ideas as well. So using Chrome, just the browser, that's all of the Haiku stuff for the course web pages and the notebook software, and then PowerSchool, probably those are the big ones.
Okay, so it's a lot of different kind of organizational systems, but also...
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Are there any kinds of like charts or things that you work with that could be done better anyway?
I use GeoGebra a bit for graphing stuff, but sometimes it can be a little bit clunky. So it's kind of nice, but you have to go in, you have to tweak stuff all the time. So some of like the visual things I do, I'll use the TI-84 emulator, and sometimes I'll use the GeoGebra. When I did geometry, then you do a few more like geometric pictures as well, but I don't use that too much this year because we don't need it. One thing that would be kind of nice, like in our class, we're going to be doing volumes the next couple weeks, just something that generated pictures, like if you could program it to, you tell it just the equation of a line, and then what we're going to be doing is we're going to be rotating those curves around the x-axis. So something visual like that, I don't know how hard that would be, but being able to plug something in and then just clicking on it and it shows you, it just generates a three-dimensional approximation of what it would look like. Because we'll see what we do next week is I'm going to just have the picture up there and I'm going to say, okay, now I'm going to draw with my pen here and we're going to kind of imagine what's going on. So something visual like that would be really useful.
So it'd have the XYZ planes and then it could have all these different... Would it have 3D shapes?
You wouldn't need the axis coming out this direction, because what we do is we just look at it and then I can show you.
Oh yeah.
We can.
Yeah.
We look at the curve. This is actually my AP class. Our class next time. It's 3D solid stuff. Yeah. So something like here, like that's the line y equals 3, it gets spun around and that creates a cylinder, right? But that's just kind of a static thing that I say, okay, here, visualize this, and everybody says, okay, I can visualize that. And you spin this around and it gives that value there. But it'd be nice if you could look something more complex that shows that. So I don't know if it would be like an applet or something like that, where you could just do a couple basic shapes and just spin it around and just give you a visual sense of what the 3D would look like.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a visual thing that I've done, but what I'm doing is not very sophisticated at all.
Okay, I could look into that definitely. Yeah. So would you want like an animation of it spinning around, or just a 3D model that could be?
What would be more doable for you? I'd be happy with either, but I don't want it to be crazy, crazy hard for you too, right?
Yes. Well, normally we're working on organizational systems, but I'd like to go out and do more interesting things.
Yep.
And that's more interesting.
Yeah, so if you can do the animation, that would be awesome. It would be great to actually see it. And it'd be pretty hard to create one where you could type anything in, but if you could do one that just has a few basic shapes and shows just the 3D revolution there, that would be perfectly fine. And again, you wouldn't need the 3D planes. It would just be this and then just kind of showing what it looks like. If you wanted to set it up so you did see the 3 axes, that would be totally okay too. Whatever it would do. And it would just be just some examples that I could show where everybody gets the sense of how the picture is actually generated.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
that would be really, really useful.
Okay. Just to get some other ideas out there. Mm-hmm. I'm not completely sure if I can do that.
Yep.
So are there any other problems that you might have in teaching? Any kind of like difficult subjects that might be able to be helped in any way? Other than this is a clear example.
Yeah. In presenting stuff, not usually. I'm thinking right now about just the calculus option that we're going to start doing. I'm wondering if there's a visual way of presenting some of those things, but unfortunately, since you haven't seen the math involved in that yet, I think it might be pretty hard to do the visual stuff. That would be very challenging. Nothing that I can think of off the top of my head. My guess is, like during the option, I'll think of something, I'll think, oh, that's what I should have asked you to do to figure out, but I can't think of anything right now, sorry.
Okay, so as I said, we can do a lot of organizational systems and things like that. So are there any like repetitive multi-step tasks that you ever have to do?
There's one, and this is kind of a glitch in the new laptop that I got. Yes. When I convert these notebook things into PDFs, it blacks out all of the text unless I do this before I convert it.
Yeah.
I have to double click on it to open up the text box, and now when it prints this to a PDF, now it will actually print the text. I have no idea what's going on there, and I don't know if that's something if you can deal with glitches or something like that. The more general thing, that's a new thing, is at the end of each day's lesson, I take the notebook, I convert it to PDF, then I have to go to Haiku and I have to click the whole way through there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's like some way to create a magic function thing here where I click on this and boom, converts it to PDF and takes me right to the website. I don't know if that's possible. That's like a magic wand type of thing.
That's possible, but it might have to be working with Haiku, which would be very difficult.
Yes, right. So that's the one repetitive thing I've noticed, and now it's a little harder with this laptop because I have to go in and I have to change all the text on every single file. So that's the one repetitive thing. It'd be nice if there was some better way to do it, but I don't.
I might be able to do the first part. I don't know about Haiku.
Okay.
That
would be okay.
I'd probably be able to do that.
Okay.
But it also might just be a bug in the system that could be fixed in any update.
Yep.
Which is what I would expect.
Right. So it's the notebook software. You can get the basic notebook software for free from the company. So if you wanted to play around with that and see what you could do, that'd be cool. That would literally save me a ton of time because I have to just keep doing the same thing.
Okay. So we've kind of gone over those basic ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that kind of goes with that 3D modeling, that topic I was going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think any programs that could create math problems would be useful?
They could be, but we've got a lot of resources already. Yeah. We've got the IB has a question bank, and Cognity has one, and we've got one for the lower classes as well. So I don't know that it's something that I need that I don't already have access yes. to. Does that make sense?
Are there any like specific things that you think are like weak about those?
The cognitive, the diversity of questions isn't great yet, but I don't know if we'd probably be able to get around that. Yeah, and they've got a lot of people working on that. I'm just trying to think of something. It would be nice, like, I'm not thinking like so much for my senior classes, but for my 10th grade class, when we look at different types of graphs, like creating something maybe in GeoGebra where you've got different parameters that you can play around with, like slide bars or something like that, where mm-hmm. you've got a graph of a cubic function and you've got a leading coefficient, like it's 2, x cubed or whatever, just some sort of slider where you can change it to whatever you want and then it automatically changes the picture for you. Or you can try to do a transformations graph. I just thought of that off the top of my head. This is a unit we did earlier this year in 10th grade.
Yeah.
The transformations where you change f of x to f of 2x and you instantly see the new graph change. Or 3 times f of x and you instantly see the whole graph change.
So it's not like you have to enter in a new thing.
Exactly. So you can do the slider thing and you can see, oh, this is changing the y values, this is changing the x values. So something like that would be useful, because of all the things we've done this semester in 10th grade, that's probably the hardest one for the students. It's just visualizing what's going on, because when we do it, we're either just doing it by hand, and even on the graphing calculator, you go back and it can be really hard for them to just see physically how the thing is being stretched or shrunk or something like that. So coming up with something in GeoGebra or another graphing program where you can just manipulate that thing and you can see it grow, something like that, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's definitely what I like right now.
Okay, cool. So something like that would be awesome.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, yeah. So anything you can come up with, I would very much appreciate. And we're doing this next week, so you're not going to have that done by next week, but my AP classes aren't doing it until next semester. So if you wanted to do that, mm-hmm. that'd be great, and I would find that useful. But you pick whichever one you want. I would be happy with either of those things.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, let me just...